Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
Have you ever walked into the bedroom and seen your kid talking to an imaginary friend? Or any, have you ever, has your kid ever said something scary to you? Like, you know, that they've, you know, those kind of stories that your kid's seen your mother who had passed away, for example, at the end of their bed or something like that. And they said, oh, I saw Granny last night. I was talking to her. She's very well. And you kind of look at them and go, jeez. Do you think they have a sixth sense, children? I mean, have you ever had a situation where a child sees something that you don't, or said something quite strange to you or quite scary or a little bit freaky to you? I mean, look at some of the stories online. My cousin's front door randomly opened by itself and her three-year-old son said, hi, Uncle Pat. Pat was my cousin's brother, who died 10 years earlier. But her son had never even been told about him. But he said hello to him. I was changing my daughter's diaper in the middle of the night when my two-year-old came in and stood next to me. She looked at me with a big smile and in a sing-song voice said, Mommy, there's somebody behind you. The scary thing was that we were home alone. You'd be shitting yourself, wouldn't you, really? Mommy, there's somebody behind you. Sorry, I'm doing it in the scary, sing-songy voice. Anyway, has your daughter or your son or your child ever said anything strange or weird like that? Or have they got an imaginary friend? My son, when he was a very young child, he was like 2 or 3 years of age, he had two imaginary friends. And he told us they were two old men. And he used to talk to them on his sitting on his bed. Ah, swear to God, I start looking up history of the area to see who's the two outfits. I think he gave us their names like Padder or something like that. Two old names, Pat and Padder or something like that at the time. Okay, but it'll scare the living bejesus out of you. Do you think children have a sixth sense? Now, I've got one of Aisling's hampers to give away. There's a couple of bits and pieces and a couple of Ireland's Classic Hits mugs and stuff like that in the hamper. All you got to do is send us in a message and let us know if you have a story that you can tell us that would scare the living shite out of everybody else. Well, not necessarily. You know, something odd, funny, weird, scary. Or maybe they have an imaginary friend. The number is 087-188-0008. Do it now. 087-188-0008. WhatsApp or text your name now and a little bit of your story. And I'm sure I'll read it out or we get you on the air. Let's listen to some of your WhatsApp audio messages in relation to these children who do little scary things. Oh, and that should play for me there now. And we see. Oh, play for God's sake. There you go. No. That's just, these things just don't work when you want them to work, do they?
Hi, Aisling. Hi, Niall. Well, I don't really have any shit scary story to say, but I wouldn't mind to receive one of those boxes, as I'm your love the show, love Niall, love Aisling. You do some mistakes, but in general, I like you. Ciao.
She makes mistakes, but in general... Oh, no, I don't know. I think he was talking about you, Aisling. Let me go to Niamh. Niamh, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How do you, Niamh?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. Aisling does make the odd mistake every now and again. God bless her.
No, she doesn't. She's completely infallible.
She's flawless.
Don't hear a word said against her.
She's flawless, is she?
She's totally not.
Oh, yeah. So, do any of your kids have imaginary friends or do anything odd?
They do odd things every day. They're related to me.
This is true.
In fairness, I don't remember imaginary friends. Don't remember that. But remember, like, my little lad, it was just, and he wasn't creepy or anything, but he was just really insulting.
Right.
He's constantly, he went through this phase of being obsessed with old things. And he was walking down the road one day very loudly. And he said, when you were young, were things in black and white? And I said, no, I'm not that old. We had colour TV. And he goes, I'm not talking about the TV. I mean the world in general. I said, no. And then he came home. He was in junior infants or something. And, you know, getting back to the old thing of, you know, the last conversation about learning religion. And he said, we learned about Adam and Eve today. Did you know them?
Did you know them?
I said, no, not for
how old do you think I am?
I knew their son Cain, but I didn't know the parents.
He used to drink with their dad. Yeah. I mean, isn't it funny that he thought the world was in black and white?
Because he thought the world was in black and white, and was the world in black and white when I was young.
Oh, so you don't really remember black and white tellies, do you?
Not really. No. Yeah, don't think so. I think our first one was Colour, I think.
Yeah, I remember
Ferguson.
Well, actually, you know what? I was just going to say, we got a Ferguson Colour television. Was our
first everyone got Ferguson. They must have been come cheap.
Myself and my brother, it would have been in the 1970s. Yeah. I remember I was only about 12 or 13. Myself and my brother ended up for 2 days playing with the box out of the back garden. We thought that was more entertaining, to be honest with you.
But you, were you the remote control?
I was the remote control. There was five buttons.
The remote control.
There was only five buttons on it. You know, five stations, like, because, well, at the time, Ireland only had two. Actually, we only had one. And then you had BBC and Harlech, as my dad used to call it, which was HTV.
Oh, that blooming Crimew. And you and it was all in Welsh.
It was all in Welsh. Because my aerial's up on the roof. And during the summer, do you remember during the summer, the telly go bad? I mean, Dad would say, that's the high pressure.
The high pressure, and he'd be watching the crickets and they'd be rolling. Like they're on LSD.
Yeah, the screen would be rolling and everything and your eyes would be rolling.
Watch it though.
And my dad would go over and he'd fiddle with the area, the ears on the top of it and all sorts of things.
The rabbit's ears.
Yeah.
But yeah, you'd hang out the window sometimes.
I tell you how old I am. I remember going to my granny's house and she had a black and white television. We used to go up at Christmas. And she had this thing that she put in front of it, right? It was like a sheet of glass and it had wires coming out of it so she could plug it, hang it on your telly, right? And it made the television look colour.
Oh, clever.
They must have brought it out. It kind of had like a bluey hue off it. So it made everything look bluish and greenish. Things, artificial colouring.
But that was the height of fashion. Like, we thought we were elected. I remember we were one of the first to get a video player.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, you'd go up to Extravision and you'd get, like, a video. And you'd watch it on a Friday night with your parents. And then you'd invite all your mates over on a Saturday to watch it.
To watch it again. Was it VHS or Betamax, by the way?
VHS. No, it's VHS. We were late to the party.
Okay, well, stay there for a second. Let me go to Mary as well. Mary, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Mary?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Yes, Niamh's son seemed to ask very odd questions when he was young. Yeah, did you know Adam and Eve? And was the world black and white? But I mean, you have your son too had, what did he have?
Well, he's 33 now, and he'd probably kill me if he knew I was famous.
Do you want to embarrass him? Do you want to say his name so we can embarrass him? But go on.
Will I?
Yeah, far away.
Sean. So when he was about two or three, he had an imaginary friend called Jack.
Right.
And I just went along with it. And he used to say, "Mom, I have to move over in the bed there because Jack needs to go sleep now."
Yeah,
can you set that place on the table for Jack? So I used to put the knife and fork on the table for him and everything.
So you played along with it?
Oh, yeah, I did, yeah.
Okay.
And then one day I said to him, what does Jack look like? And he was, "Mom, he's a punk rocker. He's got like ear piercings on a Mohican."
Right.
So, yeah, so and then even getting on the bus, like, we used to have to make space for Jack. So this went on forever.
Right. And how old was he before he stopped believing in Jack?
35. No, I'm
35.
He was about 6.
Right, okay. So this went on for a couple of years, essentially.
Yeah, but now it came to an abrupt end.
Right. Why? What happened?
Because my son was crying one day, and I was like, what's
something happened to Jack?
And I said, what's wrong? He goes, I can't talk about it. I said, oh, come on, please. And he said, he's dead.
He's dead?
Yeah. I said, what happened? He walked in front of a bus, mom, he's gone.
Oh, my God, I shouldn't laugh. That's terrible. Poor Jack, the punk.
the punk Jack was dead, yeah.
And he was run over by a bus?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. He could have had a worse death, God bless him.
I know.
And was there any time during that period, that few years that he believed in Jack the Punk, was there any time that you genuinely thought, maybe there is a ghost or something?
Yeah, I did. I actually started to like Jack.
did you? He was better behaved than your own son.
I used to make his favourite dinner and everything.
You did not, Mary.
I did.
So you'd make a plate of dinner and put it out for Jack?
Yeah, I wouldn't give him as much as my son.
Obviously not.
You get jealous, you know.
and your son is now 35, Sean. Hey, Sean. Does he ever talk about Jack now?
No, but I'm going to bring it up.
Okay.
Because you just reminded me.
Okay, so he hasn't talked about him in years?
No.
He probably won't remember.
He's coming home now in September. He's in New Zealand, so he's coming home.
All right, okay. Okay.
That'll be a topic of conversation.
Yeah, yeah. Send him a little FaceTime message later on about Jack. You know, maybe send him few photographs. Send him a couple, you'll find a couple of photographs of punks online and send him a couple of photographs.
I will.
Oh, they have wild imaginations. Thank you, Mary. Appreciate it. Great story. Now we go to Wendy. Wendy, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits.
Hi, Niall. How are you?
I feel sorry for poor Jack. He got hit by a bus, Mary. Or Wendy.
I'm so sad. They've got to laugh, though.
Yeah, okay. So, your children got imaginary friends?
My daughter, yeah. She wasn't an imaginary friend. It was my dad, actually. My dad passed before she was born.
Oh, no.
11 months before she was born. And she was about 6 or 7. And I was in the kitchen. And she came in and she said to me, I was just talking to your dad. And I went, oh, were you? Thinking, oh, my God. Like,
was that a little bit upsetting for you at the time when she said that?
Not really. I was just more kind of like shocked with what she was going to say next.
Okay.
So I said to her, where are you now? And she said, yeah, I was up on my bed and I was talking to him. So I just carried on like it was normal because I wanted the info, you know.
Yeah.
So I said to her, what did he say? So she looked at me and she kind of, dad used to raise an eyebrow, you know, when he'd look at you from under his glasses. And she looked at me and she kind of cocked the eyebrow and she said to me, he said, you're very musical, you just don't practice enough. And I was like, oh my God, like, because that's a thing.
So that was something that he used to say to you, was it?
All the time. Yeah, right. All the time. Yeah, yeah. So, and then my other nephew, my sister's little boy, he used to talk to Grandad. My dad's name was Charlie. He used to talk to Grandad Charlie all the time on his bed again, sitting having conversations with him. He used to tell her about. And then my brother's little boy, who is, trying to think, he's 15 now, so my daughter will be 21, so there's like 7 years difference between him and my daughter, and he used to talk to the man, and
he'd
be standing just talking to the man, and his mom, my sister-in-law, would be freaked, and my brother would go, look, I used to have an imaginary friend when I was little, so just let him off, and don't panic, like, and then my brother was moving house and he was moving LPs. He collected LPs and he was moving the LPs. The LPs went all the way across the floor. They fell out of his hand, lazy man's load. Mm-hmm. And Charlie dumped, he's named after my dad, and he dived onto a record and he picked it up. And my dad was a ballad singer and there's pictures of him on the front of this record, this album cover. And he ran to his mom, pointing to my dad, going, that's the man, mom. That's the man.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so he'd also spoken to him.
And do you believe, so then obviously, if you believe it, you obviously believe in the kind of spirit world, I suppose.
So, I would.
Would you normally be a believer in that kind of stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, I would do.
Okay.
My grandmother would have, my mum's mum in Tipperary, she would have very much talked about speaking and seeing things and stuff like this. So that was kind of like, it wasn't a normal kind of a topic of conversation. It was a very accepted topic of conversation in our house. You know?
Yeah. I mean, with your son as well, by the way, we attempted to ask him more questions. Like to say to him, listen, the next time you're asked talking to him, can you ask him this or ask him that?
Yeah, my daughter. Yeah. No, she had,
oh, your daughter,
she still
sorry.
Remembers those conversations.
Yeah.
She's 21 now in November and she still remembers those conversations with that. I would just...
Do you know, there's something very sweet and lovely about that, but there's also something scary about it as well too.
Yeah. I suppose, like, you know, I mean, it's just, as I said, it was just something that we were always kind of like, it was always like normal. And not shocking, like it didn't, like, I mean, it did shock me when she came down and mentioned that I was very close.
Of course it would, particularly that he hadn't passed too long before that. But listen, thank you, Wendy. Thank you for sharing the story. I'm sorry, I'm running out of time here today and I'm trying to get as many people on as I can because so many people have stories to share with us. Thank you, Wendy. Particularly the one about the album going across the floor and pointing to his picture, the man. Sorry, Tara, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Tara?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Now, Tara, what did your daughter do?
So, years ago when she was smaller, she would talk to her old mammy and daddy.
Her old mammy and daddy?
Or she'd tell us about her old mammy and daddy, yeah.
Okay, and who were her old mammy and daddy?
So her mammy was Lily from, they lived in the yellow house at the side of the road in Monastrevin, apparently.
Right.
And she'd tell us about this from the time she could probably talk, really. But she cried for her old mammy. That's how it kind of started. She actually pined for her.
So she missed her when she wasn't around?
She'd look for her, especially, to be triggered. Say, she used to tell us that her mammy used to brush her hair in front of the fire. So if you were brushing her hair, she'd start crying. Like she missed her old mammy.
Was this scared in the living daylights out of you by any stretch of the imagination?
Freaked. Yeah. Things like that would freak me anyway.
Right, okay.
And my partner worked nights at the time, so...
That didn't help.
I'd be home on my own with her and she'd start this carry-on.
Can you stop?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
and then what about Daddy? Who was Daddy?
Her daddy was John, and he died apparently when she was young, and he had to go to heaven. He got hit by a car on the way to work, and he was on his bike.
That's all very specific, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So did you do a bit of Googling on these people to see maybe did they actually exist?
I never have. Family members have looked for the yellow house beside the road in Monastrevin. They were living there, but nowhere near Monastrevin.
Right, okay. And did they find a Lily or Elizabeth that lived around there?
I don't know. I'm sure there's plenty of them. But it seemed to be a good long time ago that she talks about.
Right, okay.
She has a brother then who died when he was young too, apparently. So
right. Oh, she has a brother. She has a whole made-up family, essentially.
Whole family. And a sister called Katie, but when she was bold, they called her Kiki.
This is all very specific.
Yeah.
And quite weird.
And it went on for years and years. Now, she doesn't really anymore, but...
Yeah.
But she would be spiritual. She would be a spiritual child.
Right, okay. Yeah. And how old is she now, by the way?
She's 8 now.
All right, okay. Are they all gone now, the family?
No, she would still mention things do you remember? Or one day a song came on the radio and she said, I used to like this when I was old, little Nan, my nanny. So we called my nanny Little Nan and a song came on. And she was I used to like this song when I was old, Little Nan.
When I was old, so she thinks she's been reborn now.
Yeah, no, she told us that when she died, she closed her eyes and she woke up and she was our baby.
Oh.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, was stay there a second, because Susan, your daughter used to do something similar.
Very similar, yeah.
Okay, what did she do?
From the age of about 2.5, she was quite articulate, and she started coming out with these, talking about her old family and her papa and her mama, with different words we'd use here.
Right.
And any time she'd see an East European woman, she'd start saying, that's mama, that's mama. And then she started, if she saw a red car, a small red car, she'd go, they're coming for me. They're coming to get me now. And she would talk about her brothers and sisters and sharing beds with her brothers and sisters.
Oh, you and Tara need to get together and have a long chat about this.
But she started to then, she developed this really unnatural fear of bathrooms and running water. And if I turned on a tap, she'd start running out of the room screaming and hysterical. You couldn't calm her down. If she fell over, you'd go to pick her up, but she'd start saying, no, I want my papa. Which was awesome.
And that's quite specific too, because it's obviously, it sounds kind of Italian or Eastern European or something like that. Yeah.
And it was always women with long, dark hair. You know, when she'd see someone like that, she'd say, that's my mama.
Did she ever give names?
There was very unusual names every now and then. Now, this went on for 2.5 years.
She didn't start speaking in foreign tongue or something.
No, nothing like that.
I'd be really worried. I'd be getting the exorcism.
Now, that's now. 20 now, the foreign tongue started there.
And does she's 20 now, does she remember doing all this?
She remembers nothing. And we got a medium to the house when she was about 4.5, 5 to speak to her. And they came up with the conclusion that, yes, she had been reborn and that she had died in a house fire and she had been found in the bathroom.
Oh my God.
They said to us then that what we needed to do was put rose quartz crystals around the house.
Right.
Which we did, and the memory would soon fade, which it did. You know, she never spoke
about
it again.
So that worked, the rose quartz crystals worked.
Well, they said apparently from the age of 5 anyway, that memory goes.
There you go, Tara, the rose quartz crystals.
That memory is meant to go. Your past life memories are meant to go. But this went on for 2.5 years. It wasn't just a
makeup
story. This
is bizarre. This is two stories of reincarnation. Yeah. It's mental, isn't it?
Yeah, it was
but
really
she was
strange.
She was adamant.
I mean, the same as my daughter, adamant. But this was true.
Go ahead, Tara. Susan.
I think she would have been adamant as well. She would have been adamant about her old mammy and daddy and all of the things they did.
Same as my daughter, absolutely adamant that this was a true story. And I mean, she was only a small child. You know, it wasn't a fairy story because it was constant. It went on for 2.5 years. It was
and see, this is the thing, you know, and I listen to Tara and listen to yourself. There's obviously consistency in the stories. What I'm saying is that your child knew exactly what they were talking about. I mean, whatever about even, you know, mammy and daddy, to be saying mama and papa, you know, that's, I'm, by the way, I'm not belittling your story, Tara, by the way, it's equally as important. But I'm just saying they're quite specific. And the way she talked, you know, Tara's daughter talked about her mammy and daddy and her old mammy and daddy and about, you know, the very specific name, you know, Lily near the yellow house. Yeah. Mr. Evan, I mean, that's all very specific. A child of that age just doesn't think of
that's
that.
It, yeah.
No, they don't make that up. Like,
they're not a memory. You know, it's not something that they just come up with to see on the TV. Or
no, no.
And it was constant. It went on for 2.5 years. Constant. And yeah, like, friends would call to my house and she'd tell the story to my friends about this old house and she's sleeping in the bed with all her brothers and sisters and her mama and her papa, and I was going, oh my God, like, and my friends would leave the house going, the child is, you know, needs an exorcism.
I used to be nearly leaving my house. I used to be freaked. Absolutely.
Oh my
freaked.
God. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, ladies, yeah, I have to say it's been quite enlightening talking to you today. Listen, thank you very much indeed for sharing
no
your
problem.
Stories and I appreciate thank it. Okay, say hello to mama and papa and mammy and daddy for us. Okay, old mammy and daddy. Okay, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. There was 087-188-0008. That's quite bizarre, isn't it? By the way, somebody mentioned they had an imaginary dog called Max. I've heard it all now. Let's listen to some of your WhatsApp audio.
Good afternoon, Ashlyn. Good afternoon, Niall. Although I don't have any memory of this, it's only what I've been told, but apparently when I was 3, which wasn't yesterday or the day before, I used to be able to talk to an imaginary friend, and when I was asked to describe what my imaginary friend looked like, I described the French army uniform from the French Revolution so many years ago. Never seen a French army uniform before, but this is what my imaginary friend was wearing. John and Dunleary.
There you go. How would he know what that uniform looked like? God only knows. It's a bit creepy, isn't it?
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic.